Mike Cernovich, there is a new hoax every day with corporate media. By Alam Bokhari on March 28, 2019. Documentary filmmaker Mike Cernovich joined Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on Breitbart News Daily today, where he discussed Hoaxed, his featured documentary exposing bias and deliberate falsehoods pushed by the mainstream media, as well as his efforts to unseal court records in the Jeffrey Epstein case. The fake news media hates social media and want to crack down, said Cernovich. They just did a Russia hoax for 2 years. Jussie Smollett, God knows what is even going on in that case. But the media doesn't seem to want to know why charges were just dismissed, and the records and everything were destroyed. Cernovich added, there's a new hoax every day, it seems. Marlow and Cernovich also discussed how the mainstream media holds the right, including non-journalists, to standards far higher than what they hold themselves to. Here's a great example, said Cernovich. Mehdi Hassan, who's big at Al Jazeera, which is owned by Qatar, and who's now a CNN golden child, he goes around saying, everybody's a bigot, everybody's a homophobe. This guy's said some really bad stuff, way worse than Tucker Carlson, way worse than anything conservative media personalities say. Footage recently surfaced of Hassan, who regularly appears on mainstream media channels, comparing non-Muslims to animals, atheists to cattle, and gays to sexual deviants and pedophiles. The media's not going to bring that up every time they talk about him, explained Cernovich. They're not going to say Mehdi Hassan, who works for a Qatari propaganda outlet and also compared people to animals, said the following. They'll just treat him as a straight-laced journalist, and pretend as if all of this stuff that he said, the fact that he works for state-owned media, is not relevant at all. That's one of the nefarious ways in which the media shapes the narrative all the time, explained Cernovich. If you're a conservative, they'll say Alex Marlow, who said something 10 years ago that offended someone, before they bring in the point, but then on the left you have some really, really bad stuff that gets completely ignored. And of course, Media Matters isn't trying to organize a boycott after those videos surfaced. Marlow and Cernovich also discuss Cernovich's efforts to unseal court records in the case of billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, an associate of Bill Clinton and other high-level political and business figures. I think the same reason that there are over 400 sealed congressional sexual harassment settlements paid with taxpayer dollars and the media doesn't really seem to want to unseal those. It's probably Democrats being implicated. The media will protect Democrats for anything. When Democrats are doing bad things, as Harvey Weinstein did for decades and everybody knew about it, the media looks the other way. Cernovich recently announced the upcoming release of Blood Money, his new documentary about the influence of Qatari money and Qatari lobbying in American politics. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter, gab.i, and add him on Facebook. Email tips and suggestions to alambokhari@protonmail.com.